Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Well, you have to talk to my lawyer on that one.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com. And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
If I don't fight, I don't get a dime.
Ladies and gentlemen,
you hear it right here on Ring Talk with Pedro, number one in the world, first and foremost in doing the internet. He's doing it to death, training, getting sharp, because he kicks eight. And when you kick eight, he got to be in great condition so he can outrun an antelope and hop a deer. He is in shape to take care of what's coming real near. How long? Not long. Ring Talk, you heard it right here with Don King.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Of course, this first hour dedicated to the sport of boxing, the second hour all about the world of mixed martial arts. We've got some great guests for both hours, and the boxing hour will be joined by undefeated hard hitter, Kareem Mayfield, fringe welterweight contender, a man that he got sort of ran out of the camp of Sugar Shane Mosley. I mean, when Mosley, of course, was training for Floyd Mayweather, Mosley thought that Kareem was putting a beating on him, putting a licking on him, licking him like a stamp. So they sent him home. Here's your money. Go home. The bottom line is Kareem will be here today talking about his welterweight upcoming fight. And, of course, tomorrow on the boxing segment of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the Sunday edition, 11 a.m. Pacific time, of course, we'll be talking with Robert Guerrero on the MMA end of it. We'll be talking with Cesar Gracie. So I've got all kinds of stuff to talk about today, including the headliner in the MMA hour. Of course, Tuesday night on Fuel TV. The UFC goes to Fuel TV Tuesday night live. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Looking to update your appliances? Well, look no further. Lowe's has the major appliances you want at the prices you need. Right now, get 10% off major appliances $299 or more. Then, get going on your gardening and earn that green thumb. Head over to the nursery, where you can get 1.5-gallon flowering hanging baskets for just $6.98 each. Hurry into Lowe's for these and other great values every day. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through 5/14/12. See store for details.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that? but it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
99.9% of the Grainger products you order are shipped the same day. And 99% of our customers think that's great. But if you're part of the 1% minority that thinks this is too fast, here are some ways you can slow us down. Talk slower on the phone. Order in a language only you understand. Have your order shipped to a houseboat, then move the houseboat. Or my personal favorite, order a trillion of something. For super fast access to Grainger's over 900,000 products, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Look at us. Once we're all happy at the same time.
Listen to my boys harmonize here, the mighty tower of power. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Speaking of Tower of Power, check out the Tower of Power website, towerofpower.com. Go to the message board and check out Pedro's Song of the Month form. I've got an exclusive story on Rick Stevens and, of course, him coming back to Bump City. Rick Stevens being the second lead singer for Tower of Power. Of course, I think they've had 15 now over a span of 42 or 43 years. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. Now, I don't know if this is working or not, because we had this new gadget set up where you're going to hit the website and boom, the show was going to air automatically. So I don't know if it's airing automatically or not, but I can tell you this, it is airing live on Facebook.com/Ring Talk. Hit the Ustream button, you can watch a live video from the studios here in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. So lots of things to talk about. Of course, we'll talk first and foremost about last week's big fight, the Floyd Mayweather fight, of course, winning over Miguel Cotto, going away on points, I think 118-110 and then 117-111 twice. Or that means 10-2 in rounds, a one scorecard, and 9-3 on the other two scorecards. I had it about 10-2, 9-3. I was watching the fight with Lenny Williams, of course, the platinum recording artist himself, and me and Lenny were up at the house. I had Khalil there, my buddy Khalil, a little K-man, and, of course, Ben Batista, the president of Northern California's Amateur Boxing Association. He was there, and his family was there. And we had a pool, and Ben's wife won the pool. And she picked round number 12. She got number, you know, pick a number out of a hat for $5, right? I picked, guess what round? Khalil and I picked round number 1. What are the likelihoods of a Floyd Mayweather fight ending in the first round, folks? 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 to 1? Something like that. No question about it. But straight up, we had a good time. And, of course, Mayweather, as I said, just winning, going away. I mean, he gave Cotto some credit for, you know, being in the fight. He was in the fight. He wasn't winning the fight. And what I mean by that is, you know, when you break a boxing match down into the four criteria in which you score a professional boxing match, clean punching, effective aggressiveness, ring generalship, and defense, well, you can't say that there's one area there in which Cotto was superior over Floyd Mayweather. It just wasn't there. I mean, Floyd was all Floyd. And, you know, for my buddies to be rapping on Floyd Mayweather, the people at ringtalk.com rapping on Floyd Mayweather, oh, he got a bloody nose, or his lip was bleeding, this and that. You know, my mother slapped me a couple times in my life and made my lip bleed. You know, what does that mean? What is that supposed to mean? Why is it such a big deal that Floyd Mayweather got a bloody nose? He's a boxer. Okay, I mean, it's not like he's a ping pong player and he got hit in the nose with a ping pong or something like that and he started, I mean, some freak accident. That's not a freak accident, getting a bloody nose or a bloody lip in a boxing match. Good God. So what's Mayweather now, 43 and zip? Yep, 43 and zip. Cotto, of course, loses for the third time. The first time against Margarito, and of course he avenged that. The second time to the mighty Philly, mighty Fury Filipino. I'm talking about Manny Pacquiao, who is now training at the Wild Card Gym in Los Angeles, California. Of course, he's got this fight with Tim Alexander coming up. It looks like it's going to roll on June the 9th on pay-per-view. Tim Bradley, excuse me, and Devin Alexander. Of course, Tim Bradley beat Devin Alexander. But the bottom line is, you know, Alexander and these guys at 140, Alexander, Bradley, what did they bring to the dance? Decent records. They can't punch. He's got 12 knockouts and 24 wins. So I don't think Manny's chin's got to be worried. You know, Manny takes a pretty decent shot anyway. But still, June the 9th, they're going to do this. But that's not going to be the super fight of 2012. I think we just watched it. I think we just watched 2.25 million homes go up on pay-per-view, at least. I think 2.25 million homes. I think that's the way that'll go down. And eventually it might end up being more with the delayed broadcast and the fact that DirecTV and Select TV and a couple other on-demand type of things were offering it on pay-per-view this week. But it was a great fight. As I said, Cotto was in the fight, but he didn't win much of the fight. He was upset over the scorecards. The English scorecards, the Englishmen, of course, the broadcasters that rated it from across the pond, I used to respect them a little bit more than I do everybody on the domestic team. Of course, I love Emmanuel Stewart, and I love Larry Merchant, and I love Harold Letterman, but Jim Lampley, not really. Anyway, but Lampley is most of the broadcast, so I prefer to listen to it or watch it if I can on a foreign feed. Still, we had to watch the domestic feed at Lenny Williams' house last week, and Saul Alvarez was a winner in the semi-main event, a 12-round darn near a shutout over Sugar Shane Mosley. I mean, Shane Mosley looked about as shot as Tupac. I mean, that's about it. That's about how shot he is. He's dead. He's got nothing left. He took a horrendous beating. I think he got like $600,000 or $800,000 for it. But is that enough? I mean, when you realize the residual effects of professional boxing, the fact that, you know, he might be having somebody tie his shoes 10 years from now, is it really worth it? I mean, is the money worth it if he can't count it, if he can't appreciate it? I mean, look at Ali now, my greatest hero, of course, being his bodyguard and his personal aide through a 10-day stay during Asia in the 90s. You know, he's my man. I mean, I did everything for him. Tied his shoes, made sure his tie was on straight before we went out and to do public appearances and things like that. But, you know, look at him now. He looks like he's 100 years old. They prayed him around like, you know, like, keep hope alive. Remember the old joke on the In Living Color show when the Wayans brothers used to get that guy and say he was Bob Hope and they had all those IV bottles and that kind of stuff and were rolling around in a wheelchair? Well, Ali's that, everything but the IV bottles. I mean, he's just, you know, he's not there neurologically. He's shot. The Parkinson's disease has taken its toll. And, of course, the disease, I think, was brought on by the residual effects of professional boxing. I mean, he got it. Boom, instantly, and over a spell of a couple of years, his voice went from the most outspoken, one of the most gracious, one of the most eloquent vocalists, orators of the 20th century to like being mute. I mean, boom, Wallace was like Martin Luther King when he got shot. You didn't hear him anymore. Once Ali was out of boxing for a couple of years, boom, you didn't hear him anymore. So are the residual effects that Shane Mosley suffered last week? And, I mean, he took a beating to the body, to the head, to the hips. I mean, Saul Alvarez put a licking on him like you wouldn't believe. And the only knock I have on Alvarez, who's still unbeaten, the only knock I have on Alvarez is that he didn't finish Mosley. There was nothing there. I mean, here's what's up. When you get an opponent in front of you that cannot really compete with you on the same level, okay, not only is it your job to dominate him, it's your job to go out there and take care of business. Knock him out. Make sure there's, like, no controversy. Put this KO on your record. Get this name fighter, former lightweight champion, former welterweight champion, former junior middleweight champion, of course, with the asterisk there for the steroids, the cream, the clear, and, of course, the EPO. But he was a three-division champion, no question about it. But now, at 154, you know, whether he's got the ability to take drugs or he can't take drugs, or if he is taking drugs, it's not doing him any good because he looked like spit. He had nothing. I mean, he got looked like a stamp. You got to give Alvarez credit, but you got to give him a couple of bad marks as well for not being able to finish a Finnish fighter. Sort of like, you know, as I said, as dead as Tupac. That's what Sugar Shane Mosley was last Saturday night. Of course, Sugar Shane Mosley now talking about retirement. No, he wants to fight on and make some more money. So does Bernard Hopkins. I mean, one of these guys just going to go away. What do you have to do to get rid of him? Do you have to institute a mandatory draft? I mean, it didn't a mandatory draft. Mandatory retirement age in boxing? And just say, look, after a certain age, you can't fight no more? Because these guys are playing the, you know, playing the age card a little bit too much. Hopkins always plays the race card, but he plays the race and the age card. He plays the two of them, to, you know, to his fullest. And I just think it's time for both those guys to step aside. Hopkins, maybe not taking the beating that Mosley took last week, a couple of weeks ago from Chad Dawson, but, you know, he got licked pretty good. I mean, he didn't win but a couple of rounds, if that. Okay, and he got hurt a couple of times with uppercuts. I mean, Chad Dawson can fight a little bit. In fact, they're talking about Chad Dawson now and Andre Ward. Andre Ward being the super middleweight champion. Well, I heard some talk of that this week, but I really would like to see Andre stay at 168 and clean things up like with Lucien Bute. Of course, he's the Canadian champion, the IBF title holder. You want to take care of him. I mean, he did win the Super 6 tournament. He did beat Mikel Kessler. He did beat everybody who was put in front of him. He is the tournament winner, okay? The man that I think they gave him $1 million afterwards for winning the series. But the bottom line is, you know, he's the best fighter at 168. If not one of the best fighters pound for pound in the world, you know, he's got to be up there in the top five. I'm talking about that skinny kid that I met when he was like 90 pounds in Oakland, California. I think he was fighting at King's Gym. And I remember Charles King telling me, and his wife, his ex-wife, God bless her, I can't remember her name right now, but she told Marsha King. They both told me, this kid's special. This kid's special, Paige. Well, keep an eye on this kid right here. He's special. And we were talking about, you know, Andre Ward, the Olympic gold medalist from 2004. The man that hasn't lost a fight, I think, since 1995. Hasn't lost a fight since Clinton was president. Okay? I mean, that's how far his unbeaten record goes back. I think Floyd Mayweather did lose two fights in 1996, one in the Olympic trials was a bit of an upset. I think he might have lost to Augie Sanchez over there in Oakland, California. And then he lost in the Olympics where he got robbed against some guy, I think, from the Ukraine or the USSR, the former USSR, something like that. But, you know, the bottom line is Floyd Mayweather probably should have had Olympic gold. Did he win gold last week? Yes, he did. Did he impress people? Yes, he did. At the end of the show, was he gracious? Did he and a disheveled-looking Larry Merchant make up? Yes, they did. Did he come around and put his arms around both the broadcasters a little bit later and talk up the event? I'm talking about Emmanuel Stewart and Jim Lampley, that he wants to fight Manny Pacquiao. And, you know, why doesn't Manny Pacquiao just step up and say, look, I'll take the test and I'll take less money? And people say to me, why would you want Manny Pacquiao to take less money? Because he's in less demand than Floyd Mayweather is. And I think the guy that's in charge and the guy that's getting, you know, getting the pop, he should get a little bit more than the money. And Manny said he'd fight him for more than money. In fact, you want to talk about Manny's BS and all of his excuses this year. First of all, in March 2010, he wouldn't take the random drug test, number one. Okay. Number two, in January, he said he'd fight Manny Pacquiao on May the 5th. But, you know, Manny Pacquiao, Floyd Mayweather. But Floyd Mayweather was going to jail, so he couldn't fight him then. Then when Floyd announces 2 days later that he's not going to jail, until June 1st, okay? You don't hear you could hear a mouse piss on a wad of cotton in General Santos City. That's where Pacquiao's from. You could hear that from the United States. That's how quiet Pacquiao was. Why? I think he knows it. Just got to be plain old scared of fighting Floyd Mayweather. Just not enough in the tank there. I mean, he showed it against Juan Manuel Marquez. If Marquez can beat him like that, man, Floyd Mayweather beats him so bad that Floyd Mayweather gets arrested one more time for domestic violence. That's after he fights Manny Pacquiao. Open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. The broadcast is going live as I speak out on ringtalk.com. It's also going on facebook.com/ringtalk. Hit the Ustream button. You're tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you one of the millions of Americans falling behind on your mortgage payment? Have you been turned down for a refinance or loan modification? Are you and your family facing foreclosure? Well, if your monthly house payment is $1,000 or more, we'd like to speak to you. Contact Home Attorney Network today to find out how they may be able to help. Call 888-831-7489. If you're a victim of predatory lending, or if your bank is giving you the runaround, if you're struggling to make your home mortgage payment, or if your family's home is at risk, we want to hear from you. Call 888-831-7489. Find out how an experienced attorney may be able to help. The banks have thousands of attorneys working for them. You don't have to face them alone. Call 888-831-7489. This announcement may be considered attorney advertising. Services may not be available in your state, and past results do not guarantee future performance. If your house payment is $1,000 or more, Home Attorney Network may be able to help. Call them right now, toll free. Call 888-831-7489. That's 888-831-7489.
Are you in need of an IRS tax bailout? Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals that specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. During these tough economic times, the IRS is looking for every penny they can get, and we know how to negotiate with them for you. We've settled millions of dollars of back taxes for a fraction of the cost. Call 800-390-9240 now and find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240 now. You still have time before the tax laws change. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. This single telephone call with one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals could save you thousands. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240. That's 800-390-9240.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
I don't want to predict this fight, but you know, I'm gonna promise that I can give a good fight, you know, to make people happy, and I just do my best.
Can't believe I just got caught doing what I got caught doing, but shit, you know, things happen. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing, MMA. We're doing a live video right now at facebook.com/ringtalk. Hit the Ustream button. Of course, we are doing live audio at ringtalk.com. And here's what's going to happen now. Okay, the Saturday show on Ring Talk Live Worldwide, this is the way it's going to do it. We're going to do that show live as we are for 2 hours on, without question, with on the website. Okay, 2 hours straight. That'll be just the way it is. Then, beginning on Sunday, after the Sunday show, of course, Sunday airs at 11 a.m. to noon Pacific time, 1 hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network and the Cable Radio Network and Stitcher.com. And I can go on and ringtalk.com. Anyway, at ringtalk.com, we're going to run a 24-hour loop. We're going to try to get this going this week. What I mean by that is the last show that we air of the week will probably be the obviously the Sunday show at 11 a.m. Pacific time. it will run on a continuous loop 24/7 at ringtalk.com. I mean, that's the way we're trying to work things out, and I'm hoping that it does work, because if it does, you know, more power to us. It'll run 24/7, and that's where people need to go. Now, what were you telling me there, Scott? You know, the hard hitter is on the line from City by the Bay, San Francisco, California. Of course, he is Kareem Mayfield, the undefeated. Do I call you contender yet, or do I call you fringe contender?
I don't know. What's the difference between those two?
Fringe contender means like you're ranked about 20, number 20, 20, 22, somewhere around there. A contender would mean would mean you're in the top 10.
Top 10. I'm top 10 WBO, number 9 WBO.
WBOs, let me tell you, the WBOs turned out to be a good title. They've been my sponsor for many years, and I won't shill for them, and I won't shill for any sponsor, but the World Boxing Organization, with Paco Valcarcel, the president in charge, is about as honest an organization as you're going to get. You don't see the controversy, Kareem, in WBO fights when Paco assigns the judges that you do in these Nevada fights where the Nevada commission appoints the judges. You don't see it because Valcarcel doesn't want to bring any more ill repute on the game. He's not like those guys in the WBA and the WBC, the World of Bunko and Anarchy, or maybe the World Boxing Council, or maybe the World Boxing Circus. But he's just got it going on. Anyway, so tell me, how's life treating you, man? How's you and the family?
Oh, man, everything's going well. Family's doing good. You know, everybody's ready to fly down to New York and see me do my thing, man, 18th.
Okay, so talk to me about that. 18th, who you fight, and you're going to obviously
New York. I'm fighting Albany, New York, against undefeated kid Raymond Serrano. He's 18-0, AKOs. Pretty good amateur pedigree, and it's ESPN main event.
Okay, so now you're going to New York. Is that where he's from?
He's from Philadelphia, you know, neighboring town.
Oh, that's not really a neighboring town. It's about 90 miles away, man. So not too many people want to come 90 miles watch a fight, believe me. Even if they take, even if they get to take the train up from Philly to New York City. What does this guy bring to the dance? What does he do well?
Well, he does well. I could say he does. No, you got me picking my brain. He does a few things good. I'd say he does a few things good. You know, after you have about 100 amateur fights around that much, you can't do nothing but be, you know, be pretty technical. You know,
okay.
But it's nothing that I can say I've never seen before, and it's nothing that necessarily just stands out. But he does have a good jab. He does double his jab pretty good, and you know, that's the start. But for the most part, he's pretty basic. But basic doesn't mean that you're not good. But he's pretty basic, as in a kid with a lot of amateur fights.
Okay, you know, the pressure's been on you because you've had to win, fighting the house promoter and this and that, and you've actually done it. And that's sort of like been mind-boggling. You know what I mean? I mean, it really doesn't happen too often in boxing. You've really got to go out there and be somewhat of an authority to beat these house fighters. And I know you beat a couple of Oscar De La Hoya's house fighters, a couple of other guys' house fighters, this and that, and remain undefeated all along. Is there undue pressure when you know you're fighting the house guy? Is it different than fighting, say, if you were fighting at home in San Francisco or you were fighting on the neutral ground? Is fighting the house guy tough or what?
You know, well, for me, I don't know. I look at it like, you know, really, I feel like you can't leave it up to the refs. You never know how's the ref feeling that day, or you never know what particular style he actually likes, you know? So I just feel like, for the most part, I got to win every round in whatever city I'm in, and I've always thought that way. So with me thinking that way, I could always come in a mentality as if I'm always fighting out of town, or I'm fighting in his hometown, or fighting against his promoter. So I always try to keep that in mind.
Okay, we're talking with Kareem Mayfield, folks. The undefeated welterweight out of San Francisco, of course, the Western Edition. Is that District 5?
District 5, yes, sir.
Yes, all right. District 5, of course, formerly represented by my buddy Ross McAreamy, now the embattled sheriff in San Francisco. And I saw Ross a couple weeks ago. I want him to keep his chin up throughout this whole deal. But, you know, remember we would have boxing out in the Western Edition, be it at that community center at night or that other community center during the day. I mean, we did things all around the community out there. Ross was always part of that. And those were always successes, man. How come Benny's not doing any more of those?
You know what? My Benny's been very busy. You know, he has two professionals now, and he has Raquel Miller that's in the made it to the Olympic trials, and she's out in China right now. But he's been very busy, and then not only that, he breeds bullies, dogs, and he also runs the gym. So he has a whole lot on his plate, man. We call him our quadruple D's, or maybe more than that. Ben Batista beating bullies. and boxing, and he's ballhead.
Kareem Mayfield's our guest, folks. We're going to hold Kareem until after the fight. We're going to after the break, until after the break, and we'll talk to him, of course, about the Mayweather-Cotto fight. How close was it? Not close in my mind. I thought it was a boxing clinic, but we'll hear Kareem's point of view on that. Of course, we do have open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. The live audio is going right now at ringtalk.com. Just go to the website. Don't have to click nothing, plug in nothing. It's alive and it's rocking, of course. That's at ringtalk.com. The video is at facebook.com/ringtalk. Hit the Ustream button. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the American Forces Network.
Hey guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impacts self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with Progene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Do you have a debt problem? Well, now you can finally do something about those collection calls. You can only avoid your mail and the phone for so long. That's why you need to call the Debt Solutions Network. We have agents standing by right now to assist you with your debt problems. Credit card debt, collection accounts, medical bills, and repossessions. Call now for relief.
800-814-5031. That's 800-814-5031. Not available in all states.
Rock Hard Weekend is the ultimate male performance enhancer. It's packed with natural ingredients that really work, like Korean ginseng, ginkgo biloba, maca root, and L-arginine, which is an amino acid found in foods like nuts and salmon. It's the supplement for men who want more in the bedroom. Try it tonight and take your love life to a whole new level. Have you had a Rock Hard Weekend? Join the millions of men who have. Available at your local CVS, GNC, Rite Aid, Kroger, Murphy USA, Circle K, Pilot, or Love's.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Now, this won't hurt a bit.
The voice of Rick Stevens. Bump City Days, baby. Getting out pretty soon. 37 years. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. This hour, we're talking boxing. Of course, the show airs live on ringtalk.com and live on facebook.com/ringtalk. If you hit the Ustream video button, you'll be watching us live from the studios here by the city, by the bay, San Francisco, California. I want to say hello to the folks in Atlanta on 3WE. And, of course, K-Shop, KSHP, in Las Vegas, Nevada. You are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I don't know how much longer my current guest wants to fight, but how many more fights do you think Floyd Mayweather has left in him, Kareem Mayfield?
I'd say probably about 4 more big paydays, and he'll be out of there.
Yeah, I mean, because I don't know how you saw the fight, but, you know, I watched the fight with Benny's wife won the pool. That's a man. You know what? When you have 12 rounds in a fight and you get to pull names, you know, pull numbers out of a hat, right?
Yeah.
I mean, remember. Why is it me or who Khalil was with me? Khalil King was with me, so I brought him up there, and I told him to pick the number because I'm so bad at picking round number one. It's unbelievable. I always pick round number one in these Mayweather fights, and that's like 1,000 to 1 or 1,000,000 to 1. It ain't gonna happen probably right. In the first round.
For real.
You know, so I always get for round number one, and then Benny's wife got round number 12. So I said, well, she's a definite winner, I think, or pretty close to a definite winner. I gave Cotto 2 rounds, maybe 3 at the most, and I thought that when you look at the 4 areas that we use to judge a professional fight, clean punching, effective aggressiveness, ring generalship, in other words, who's controlling the action and defense, I don't think you can say Cotto was superior in any of those 4 categories, can you?
No. What I can say was it was definitely a competitive fight, though, at least for Floyd. Normally, he's kind of like, you know, they've been playing the Marquez and Floyd fight, and he, like, dominated that fight through the whole thing, and I was just hoping it wouldn't be nothing like that. But it was competitive. You know, you see, if you look at the first round, I've never seen Floyd come back breathing that hard in the first round. He was breathing, he was panting, and, I mean, obviously he recovered, but... And then another thing I never seen Floyd was choke up over some water. He choked up, if I'm not mistaken, in like the 8th round. Like, and then Roger Mayweather was like, "Oh, I went down the wrong pipe," and he couldn't get his breath. He was breathing, and he was going through a little bit of trouble at the time. It looked like he was sort of cruising through it, but he had trouble. He finally got a little bit of competition. As you said, it was only 3 rounds won, but it definitely was competitive, though.
No, but that's what sort of not really, how can I put this? Yeah, he did win 9 of the 12 rounds or 10 of the 12 rounds, no question about it. Either 9 or 3, 10, 2, somewhere around there. I think the Brits had it 8-4, which I thought that was a bit of a stretch. But, you know, you look back at the fact that he hasn't lost rounds in a while, and he's got his lip. I mean, his lip getting cut and his nose getting cut, you would have thought the man had his arm chopped off the way those HBO guys were talking, Kareem. Kareem, man, you should have heard him like, "Oh, my God, this was it for Floyd Mayweather. He's got a bloody nose. He's a professional boxer." My mother used to slap me once in a while and give me a bloody nose.
That stuff irritates me when people are like, "Man, this is a warrior. He's fighting. He's getting hundreds of punches thrown at him." You know what I mean? In the fight, you know what I mean? The guy, you don't expect him to have an abrasion or you don't expect him to have anything on him. You know what I mean? And just speaking of the HBO fight, you know, Forbes had fought on, Stevie Forbes fought on that card and Jesse Vargas. And for some reason, I don't know why I would have expected to have heard my name that I was the last guy out that stopped Stevie Forbes. And it seemed like they stayed away from mentioning his last fight.
I'm sorry, now, has Stevie Forbes been stopped before?
No, he hasn't been stopped before, and I'm the only one that stopped him in history.
And he's got a lot. What's he got now, 40 fights?
Yeah, like 40. Actually, he had like 45 fights, and De La Hoya, Andre Berto, none of those guys could do it. And I beat him every round and stopped him in his last fight out. So I would have expected him to have mentioned this. Normally they mention their last fight. They'd give a list of his last fights, won or lost, or especially if he's never been stopped. And it seemed like they stood away from saying mentioning Kareem Mayfield. I thought that was
You ought to send them a letter.
For real.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, you ought to sit down and write them a letter and say, "Look, you know, I beat this guy the last time out. You didn't even bother to mention that on TV. I'm the only one that stopped him. You didn't bother to mention that on TV. I mean, what's going on? Did you forget? What did Roy Jones used to say? Did you forget?
Yeah, y'all must have forgotten.
All right, so
y'all must have forgotten.
All right, so Mayweather-Pacquiao. People think this is going to be a real competitive fight. I think that Floyd's in trouble after the fight, Kareem. You know why?
How come?
Because they're going to arrest him for domestic violence. He's going to whoop up on Manny Pacquiao. I mean, Kareem, I don't even think this is a competitive fight. And that's the reason why it hasn't happened yet, because had it happened, and Floyd won 11 out of 12 rounds, it went 12 zip and did his best of all time, one of his great all-time fights, people would say, well, they're just moaning too much about Manny Pacquiao. And the bottom line is, I think if this fight were to have happened already, Manny Pacquiao would have taken the initiative and had got it done. He didn't. I think Floyd did. Floyd has played around with the negotiations as far as money and that's concerned as well. And he's irked the other side. They're both like ticking each other off back and forth, talking about Top Rank and Floyd Mayweather. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, will this fight happen, Pacquiao and Mayweather?
You would think that it would be inevitable, but I guess, I mean, who else would we want to see the fight? Maybe, possibly, I don't know if they announced, like Floyd saying, oh, he's ducking me. Okay, now first you were ducking him, now you guys are, what the hell, but we're playing duck, goose. But honestly, I don't know if the only next fight I can see that'll be actually a good fight with DA, maybe him stepping up to fight Alvarez, and they're going to keep him, Alvarez, away from Floyd, and or if now Berto do good against Ortiz, and possibly, but other than that, yeah, I don't see any other good fights right now against Floyd at this point.
Okay, so really. Manny Pacquiao is going to take on Tim Bradley. What is Tim Bradley? Tim Bradley is a fighter that's been known to have three hands. Do you know what I mean by that?
I do. The head.
Yeah. See that, folks? We're both on the same mindset here. Of course, we're talking about how can I put this? He's done it many, many times. He's headbutted his opponent. I think three out of four fights in a row where his opponent was headbutted by accidental headbutt, so he uses his head a little bit. But, you know, they're probably not going to let him get away with that with Manny. You know, they're going to put a referee in there,
yeah.
Right? You know, he's not going to be, I don't think he can be able to mug Manny, not with the boxing establishment the way it is. I mean, did you think Manny beat Marquez?
No, honestly, I feel that I'd say he probably did pull that fight off.
Okay.
Manny didn't look as well as he normally does. But I don't know. Honestly, I can't say pull it off, but it could have went either way. I feel like he definitely did better way than any other fight that he's done, and we haven't seen Manny look bad like that in a while. So a lot of times we judge the fight by that. You know, when you got a guy just like with Floyd Cotto, could have been an even split. No, it couldn't have. You just never seen him look as another fighter look as good with him. But that doesn't mean he didn't win every round. He probably didn't look as good. But you know, a lot of people, when you got guys that dominate so good and they don't have a lackluster performance, people end up judging, you know, the fight on that, you know. So I think that, I don't think that Marquez necessarily beat him up. I mean, I don't know. I think Pacquiao is really a super champ at this point right now. And, I'm looking at where would the state of boxing have been if they had taken Miguel Marquez to fight. I mean, people are not really demanding the Marquez right now. They're demanding Pacquiao. So you got to look at which way they would have went.
No, but still, you know, in a lot of people's minds, the right guy didn't win that fight. But let's step on. Manny Pacquiao and Tim Bradley on June the 9th now. Besides that third hand, what does Bradley bring to the fight?
Well, now, if Tim Bradley initiates his, you had used the word earlier, the mugging style on Pacquiao, he has a chance. But if he tried to box Pacquiao, I think it's going to be, I think Pacquiao's going to pull it off. But if he do mug, as he did at times with, the headbutt came in there also, with Devin Alexander, then I think he has a chance against Pacquiao if he mugs him. But if he boxes him, I could see Pacquiao sort of, you know,
locked in and out angles, moving his head the whole nine.
Okay, the ring. We talk with undefeated Kareem Mayfield, folks, of San Francisco, California, who's going to fight on exactly what date is it on ESPN now?
May 18th, ESPN2.
Oh man, time is getting close. Is that next week?
That's next Friday.
Man, so you feeling a little anxiety here in fight week? Anything different than the other previous weeks? The last week was always a stressful time for me because I was trying to cut weight as well.
For real, yeah. Well, I'm actually, this time my weight is actually on point. I'm already at like 46, and I'm fighting at 40, so I'm actually feeling well now. You know, I didn't have to take off so much weight, so 46, that's nothing. I can lose that in my sleep. But nevertheless, if the anxiety is like you want to get it over with because you've been training, thinking about this guy, I'm tired of thinking about this guy, you know what I mean? And I have a wife. I'm tired of be thinking about a man all damn day. So I'm tired of thinking about this guy. I'm tired of thinking of his face. I'm just ready to get him out of there, man.
Okay. Saul Alvarez, and we talked about, of course, beating up on Shane Mosley last week. Now, I said earlier in the story that you whooped on Shane Mosley and they ran you out of training camp. Is that true?
Yeah, man. You know, I was doing my thing out there, and he was getting prepared for Berto. Did my thing, and
that was Berto.
He just thought I wasn't a good look for him.
Okay.
At that point.
All right, so what's going to happen with this Saul Alvarez and Miguel Cotto fight? The poll at ringtalk.com has 47% thinking Canelo win, 44% think that Cotto can win, and somehow 8.8% people think it's a draw. How many draws are there in boxing in major fights? How often does a draw come along? Like once every 25 or 30 times? What do you think, Kareem? I mean, you're smarter than I am. What do you think? How often does a draw come up in championship fights? Often?
In championship fights? No, I don't think they come up so often. I don't see them really coming up so often.
So why would 8% of these people think, 8% of the populace there at ringtalk.com think that it's going to be a draw? I mean, we should just change it maybe that instead of a who wins, Alvarez, Cotto, and then just put it, how?
Yeah, I think that's more of a not sure thing. They're like, it could go either way. That's what I think. They're more so thinking like, yeah, it could go either way.
Okay.
But I got Cotto winning that one.
Now tell me why.
Because he showed a little more diversity this time. He's with the Margarito fight. He learned how to hold. He didn't know how to hold the first Margarito fight. I said because I helped Margarito get ready for Mosley, and when I seen Cotto fight, I'm like, damn, he didn't hold at times. You got to use time management with Margarito. And then the next fight when Miguel fought him. He began to hold. He held and he started angling from a different angle, which gave him a way better opportunity. But I want to ask you a question. Do you want to see Mosley fight anymore?
I don't want to see him fight anymore, but, you know, I said that his voice was starting to slow down and somewhat slower several years ago, and people laughed at me, this and that. You know, I mean, listen, Kareem, man, I don't ever want you to take the kind of punches that he took. That's not why. He took it for a payday and I don't, you know, paydays, you know, here's where I got introduced to boxing. In the 1960s, there was a guy laying in the street up on Bernal Heights on Cortland Avenue, about the 400 block of Cortland or the 500 block of Cortland where the library was. There was a dude laying in the street named Frankie Click, and Frankie Click, right. he was a former world junior welterweight champion, and he was a little bit of punchy, and he was drunk too, this and that. So my father would walk me by him and say, like, that's what happens when you take too many punches. So that's why I sort of got out. When I realized these guys were getting close to starting to hit me, it was time to go. So,
For real.
Kareem, stick with me one second. We'll make a little short close here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing, of course. Hour number two, the MMA Hour, coming up right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Wow.
You ought to be having fun. Yeah, yeah. Put your troubles on the run.
If you're looking for a better way to clean the air in your home or office, you need the all-new Ozone Light. It's as simple as changing your light bulbs. The Ozone Light looks like a normal spiral type of light bulb. It screws in most standard light sockets, but it's not a normal light bulb. It's coated with titanium dioxide. It's completely safe, but this unique coating kills most airborne bacteria, mold spores, and neutralizes odors. Just one light cleans the air in an entire room and lasts 8 times longer than the normal light bulb. If you have smokers, if you have allergies, if you have pet odors, mold, or mildew, you need the Ozone Light. It will wipe them out, and you have our word. If you're not satisfied with the way the Ozone Light cleans the air in your home, simply return it for a full refund.
Call 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, or visit airtimestore.com, airtimestore.com.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Show a little bit of class. This is a man that I've spent some time talking to.
Yeah. You're going to work,
work hard. Check it. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, the MMA Hour coming up here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Dustin Poirier, of course, he's taking on the Korean Zombie in the main event on Fuel TV when USC goes to Fuel TV this Tuesday night. So we'll talk with Dustin, see what the Korean Zombie's like, because he's quite a monster. I've seen some of his fights there in the YouTube on MMA. And speaking of guests, we want to wish our current guest the very best of luck this Friday night as he takes San Francisco District 5 in the Bayview District, the Western Edition District, to New York, to Albany, New York, to win this big fight, man. Kareem, all the best to you, my brother. Best of luck, and, you know, be God shining his light on you the right way.
Man, I appreciate you much, man. Thanks for having me, man. You know I always mess with you, Pedro. You've been keeping it real with me, man, since my amateur career. Helped me, give me a lot of good advice, and I appreciate you much, bro.
Thank you so much. Say hello to the wife and family. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. Of course, we are each and every Saturday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Network. The MMA Hour airs at noon Pacific time on Saturday. And don't forget the boxing and MMA Hour. The wrap-up is Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Radio Network.